The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this or any broadcast belong solely to our guests or our hosts. These broadcasts do not represent or reflect the views of their employers, sponsors, or affiliated organizations.
Welcome to the Flipboard EDU podcast with your host, William Jeffrey, where we collaborate, communicate, and educate with the greatest educators in the world on Flipboard. Let's start the show.
Welcome back, Flipboard fam. This is your favorite coach, Coach Jeffrey, and I have two amazing guests for you today on this episode. We will talk about starting a student-led podcast using the amazing app Soundtrap in conjunction with Flipboard. In my eyes, this is a match made in heaven. I invited Mr. Randy Marble and Jennifer Ken Cannon to detail how we will enlist our students to record our community's first ever podcast. Jennifer has been an English teacher for 7 years and has worked in education for 13 years. My good friend Randy Marble has been an educator for 35 years, starting off as a youth minister and working as a band director for the last 18 years. We will discuss tools that we will be using like Soundtrap and Flipboard to enhance the teaching and learning in the 21st century and to boost our students' engagement in this COVID era. What's even more exciting about this venture is that we'll be working with motivated colleagues to empower our students to hone in their skills in one of America's fastest growing industries. So without further ado, let's collaborate, communicate, and educate with the best educators in the world right here on Flipboard EDU Podcast. Welcome back, Flipboard fam. This is your favorite coach, Coach Jeffrey, and I'm here with two amazing guests. I'm lucky enough to call them co-workers. I would like to introduce to you Miss Jennifer Ken Cannon and Mr. Randy Marble.
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah, you definitely got to do better than that. So, Miss Jennifer Ken Cannon, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, I am an English teacher and I teach journalism. I teach journalism one and I teach advanced journalism. I'm a mom of three. I live in a small town south of Houston. I really enjoy teaching kids about the media.
Thank you so much. And I also would like to introduce Mr. Randy Marble. Randy, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, sir?
Sure thing. I'm the director of bands here at Columbia Missouri ISD. Been here 18 years. Teach band and music classes like music theory. And also this year I get to teach an intro to audiovisual class.
We have been tasked to put together a podcast, and I couldn't have had two better colleagues to work with. How is podcasting a different avenue for your classroom?
Well, I think it gives a good avenue for anybody to receive information that, you know, people who don't like to read, don't want to read things and don't really, you know, can't focus on a video, watching a video. Maybe they're driving, maybe they're working on something different. Podcast is just an audio version of the news. And I think it's good for people who are multitasking and want to get some information.
Well, I listen to a lot of podcasts and I find them very informative. And one of the interesting things is there's so many podcasts out there about so many different topics. I feel like there's, and depending upon who the person is that's doing the podcast, I mean, there's a lot of interest that a lot of information that they can share and a lot of perspective that they can share. And I feel like our students are going to also have a lot to share. And so this is going to be a great opportunity for them to be able to participate in this and maybe get some information out there to some other students that'll help them.
And I totally agree with that. On this podcast, we like to look at the four C's. That's creativity, communication, critical thinking, and collaboration. So within that, I would just like to talk about how do you think that this podcast, and I'm going to go with you, Mr. Marble, how would this podcast enhance communication amongst our student body?
Already, students seem to cocoon themselves a lot of times. And now with all of the other stuff that's going on in the world, as far as, you know, masks are on and we can't really communicate visually with one another like we're used to doing, it seems like that this may open up some subjects for students to explore and be able to talk about and maybe find some information and some help in some ways. I know kids that are always struggling with different issues in their lives, and maybe find some ways podcasts can help them find ways to deal with some of the issues that are currently facing them and our nation and our schools and just the world.
Miss King Cannon, I'm just going to call you Jenny so bad, and I'm going to hope you don't mind me just going right there. So I'm just going to go, like, how is creativity an important factor in journalism?
Creativity actually is not much of a factor in journalism, because a lot of the things that journalists are tasked with reporting, those things really need to be very matter of a fact and unbiased and objective. But there are also there's a small window for journalists to be a bit creative with feature articles and editorial articles and things of that sort. And I think that, you know, definitely in the scholastic journalism world, I think it's important that the kids tackle those issues that they know about, that although we may think we know about as adults, we really don't. The world changes so quickly, especially with technology being a factor, that, you know, there's so much that they're dealing with that we don't understand. So those feature items is the chance for creativity. And I think it's, like Mr. Marble mentioned, I think it's great that we let the kids tackle those issues and not step in and try to control that, because, you know, like I said, they know about it and we don't.
Mr. Marble, you helped to formulate the backbone of the podcast, because we talked about audio software and bringing in Soundtrap. And Soundtrap is an excellent tool for students to get started on as far as audio broadcasting and the beginning. So tell us, how did you, what made you go to Soundtrap, and how are you planning on using it?
Well, currently, our situation here on campus is a hybrid situation where we have asynchronous and synchronous learners, people face to face, and then the students that are at home. One of the issues we have, we do have a suite of software that we could use, but you have to have certain level of equipment and hardware to be able to use that. And a lot of our students don't have that other than maybe a Chromebook or maybe just their phones. And so I was looking for some sort of app or some sort of application we could use to be able to record. And I've used Soundtrap before, and since it's available on every platform, and it's web-based, available on every platform, it makes it much more feasible for our students to be able to use. As well as, one of the good features about that is they can collaborate with one another in real time. So we could put our students together in groups, and they can work on audio together in real time, editing as it needs to be. And while it's not a complete set of tools that you might have with Audition or Logic or one of those types of softwares, it has quite a few effects and features that'll work just fine as our students are learning how to podcast. And then we can move on to other software as we get better at using the software.
Also, when we can get all of our students together in one place.
And so this flexibility of a Soundtrap, when I first did my first podcast, was I Want to Speak to the Principal. That's what I was using at first. Soundtrap has been nice enough to grant us a license for all of our students to use their product.
That's great.
Our podcast will be produced through Soundtrap, and we will collaborate with the Microsoft Teams together, as which we're using also in our school as well. Miss Ken Cannon, but just before we wrap this up, I want to just give you just the floor to just talk about, like, what do you want to see in the end?
My vision and my goal is for our students to, number one, just learn how to present information about our, you know, what's most important in their life right now is probably school. So how can you present that to the public in a bright light that shows the positives about what's going on here in our district? We have some really great things going on. I think it's important that our kids learn how to communicate that.
And Randy, what outcome do you want to see with this student-led podcast that we're going to help executively produce?
They always say that we're training students for jobs that aren't even available yet. And so I'm hoping that I'm approaching this in such a way that I'm hoping that the skills that they learn are transferable, and the concepts that they gain, they can use. And then when they go and leave and go into the workplace, and somebody says, hey, anybody ever done a podcast before? And we can, that student can go, yeah, I've done one and I know how to use it. And they'll be able to plug right into what the company is that they're working for, what they need. And that'll help them in the future. Cause this, I mean, I think there's so many opportunities for them to expand even just on this concept and this idea of podcasting that'll help them in their future jobs and employment.
I would like to thank both of you for just hopping on. And I just want to thank you for being excellent teachers. And I just want to tell you, like, I've been impressed with you guys from day one, the way you handle students. And I couldn't be working with two better people. So I just want to thank you for your service.
Flipboard is a great way to collect articles for classes, show off your school and school spirit, and share expertise with peers.
I'm really geeked about Soundtrap. You can go to soundtrap.com/edu and start a free trial as a teacher. What's amazing about the free trial is that you get 30 days for free with all the features included with no strings attached. All you got to do is fill out the information. You can even add your students to it, and the students can join by a join code, or you can put their names in it. It's pretty cool that students can collaborate with it. Students can be creative with it. You can put together a team of students, or you can work with a group of multiple classrooms. It's actually really cool. Also, you can remotely interview people. It's powerful tools for education. It's an amplifier to connect your own microphone or guitar or any type of instrument. It's editing made easy. They have loops and presets. The more, the merrier. You invite multiple people to your projects and they can record. It's just a great tool for you to use in your classroom to promote student voice and choice. How we're going to use it in my school is we're going to create a podcast. After we create the podcast, we're going to publish our podcast and then put those links into a Flipboard magazine. Our Flipboard magazines will hold our podcast so that when we send it out to our community will be able to flip through the Flipboard magazine and easily access the podcast online. Soundtrap and Flipboard, match made in heaven. Hope you get a chance to use it. Let me know what you think. Ladies and gentlemen, do you know what time it is? It is time for Flip Tips. Today's Flip Tip is brought to you by Janet Spire and Terry Porter. Terry Porter and Janet Spire do a hashtag Flipped EDU chat every Wednesday from 1 Pacific Standard Time to 2 p.m. Join our Twitter chat as we talk about things that are relevant to education. I'd like to send a huge shout out to Terry Porter and Janet Spire. Keep up the great work, ladies. Hey guys, thank you for listening to our episode. I would like to thank my main man, Randy Marble, and then my homegirl, Jennifer Kent Cannon, for coming through. Hey guys, I cannot wait to get that podcast started. Listen to our kids. Hey, it's going to be a great thing. Hey, and if you have any questions about using Soundtrap and starting a podcast in your school, hey, reach out to us. We're right here on Flipboard EDU Podcast. You can find resources on starting a school podcast in our Flipboard EDU Podcast magazine. I want to give a huge shout out to my homeboys, Dr. Michael Milstead, and my other homie, Stacy Boudry. Hey, I want to wish you guys a special year, and hey, let's just keep it going. Till next time, ladies and gents.